Relief workers in eastern Zaire warned today that the 1 million refugees from recent fighting there are beginning to die from thirst and need help immediately. The United Nations Refugee Agency and other international organizations are calling for a massive rescue operation, but no aid is being delivered, and Western governments can't even agree on a joint plan of action. In Washington, administration officials say the United States is willing to support an emergency operation for the refugees, but that the details still need to be worked out. Meanwhile, aid organizations are warning that time is running out. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
What's so serious about the situation in eastern Zaire is that the refugees fled the camps where they'd been staying and are now dispersed in the nearby hills out of reach of international aid. The camps are now under the control of rebel militias who have pushed back the Zaire government forces that had controlled the area. Fighting between the armies forced relief agencies to suspend their work last week. Until now, the United Nations and other organizations have focused mainly on establishing a ceasefire so that the aid workers could go back in and pick up where they left off. But relief officials are now saying that meeting the humanitarian needs will require nothing short of an outside military intervention. Lionel Rosenblatt is president of Refugees International.
We've been hoping that an ad hoc ceasefire would hold, that the UN agencies would come out with civilian personnel, some security from local elements, and begin to bring people back. And now it looks like you're going to have a force to provide the security for the UN agencies to do that. And I see no quick action to deploy such a force. So we have got to move that ahead.
One big concern is that some of the refugees are carrying weapons, and mixed among them are armed militia fighters. In addition, there is the logistical challenge of providing aid to so many refugees scattered in remote areas. Andrew Natsios, the executive vice president of World Vision Relief, says the operation would be so complicated it would probably require a military capability.
We do have supplies in the area, but you can't provide clean water, which is the most immediate need, without knowing where they are and without some stability. Water is not something you move easily for such a large population. And so we have a logistical problem of enormous complexity.
This factor makes a humanitarian aid operation along the Zaire-Rwanda border even more challenging than it was 2 years ago when tens of thousands of refugees died there due to lack of medical care. Another difference from the crisis of 2 years ago is that the political circumstances have changed. The government of Zaire, having lost the territory to forces backed by the Rwandan government, is now determined to regain control in the region and is so far blocking an international rescue operation in Zairean territory. The rebel forces, meanwhile, say they will accept a force only if it's composed of African troops. Andrew Natsios says political and humanitarian issues are now intertwined.
Because the governments that control access to these populations have political interests. They feel threatened, they feel under siege, they have their own objectives, and they know that if they allow the humanitarian assistance to go through, they're compromising their own interests.
The new circumstances call for decisive united action from the outside world, but the response in Western capitals so far has been quarreling and inaction. France and Spain have proposed a multinational military force to take charge of the relief operation, but no other Western country has yet backed the proposal. Leaders of the European Union meeting in Brussels today complained that they can do nothing until the United Nations authorizes action. The U.S. government has been involved in all the diplomatic discussions, but Susan Rice of the White House National Security Staff says the administration has yet to give a green light to any particular action.
Well, there have been various proposals for outside military intervention, and they're not necessarily compatible. And one of the challenges we face is understanding what type of intervention would be acceptable to the countries in the region, and what the mission of such an intervention would be.
Relief officials complain it was hard to get the White House to focus on the crisis in Central Africa during the presidential election campaign. Again, Lionel Rosenblatt of Refugees International.
What I don't see is presidential leadership to deploy force while lives can be saved. Now that the election is over, I hope the president gets personally involved because we have a very short time to forge some sort of international presence that will allow the emergency aid to reach people before tens of thousands die.
Administration officials say the crisis in eastern Zaire is now a top priority at the White House. With pressure mounting to make a decision on what to do, the refugee problem near the Rwandan-Zaire border is turning into the first test of President Clinton's management of foreign policy in his second term. I'm Tom Gelton in Washington.